Ready to kick your life into high focus? The waitlist for 90-Day Power Pivot 101 coaching is now open. If you feel like you're a secondary character in your life story or that you've just been going through the motions, then it's time for a change. Get more freedom and flexibility in your life and business with Power Pivot 101 coaching. You'll start seeing results in the first 90 days. And after 12 months, you'll become the powerhouse CEO you were always meant to be. To start your Power Pivot journey, click the link in the show notes to join the waitlist. Welcome to the Life in High Focus podcast. I'm your host, Elle, and each week we will chat about ways to live a more balanced and fulfilled life. Now, as a high focus coach, I help women entrepreneurs like you tackle self-discipline, establish boundaries, manage energy, and optimize time. If it feels like your business and personal life are always in constant competition with each other and you're beyond ready to break free, then this is the podcast for you. Let's dive in. I'm not a delegator by nature. I like to get things done by myself, and I think that's true for a lot of entrepreneurs. You want to be the hands-on type. You want to do everything yourself because you're the one who cares about it the most. You're the one who's going to make sure it gets done, and you're going to do it better than anybody else. That kind of thinking is what got me started on my entrepreneurial path. But I quickly learned that if my business was going to grow beyond a certain point, then I needed some help. Here's what finally turned me into a delegator. I became the founder and CEO of an incubator program that helped early stage women entrepreneurs build their business from the ground up. And it was such a massive undertaking that I had to enlist the support of corporate sponsors, and also mentors to help me facilitate this project long term. Now, initially, I thought that I would operate this program on my own, but once I had an outpouring of women who wanted to join the program, I knew I had to ramp up my operation and bring others on board. So you may be listening to this episode and find yourself in a similar situation where you've come to a fork in the road in your business, where you understand the importance of hiring, but you may not be ready to take that leap and delegate. If this resonates with you, then I want you to keep listening because I'm going to review some of the realizations that I had that led me to be more comfortable with delegation. I realized what I was trying to do was just too big for me. So the first thing we have to do is get a handle on what we're trying to do. The problem is that you have this idea that you can do everything by yourself, but in reality, it's just not possible. Let me give you an example. Let's say I'm trying to build a house. My plan is to design the plans myself and then start building it with my own hands. First of all, there are probably some laws against what I'm trying to do, but even if there weren't any laws against it, there are still practical reasons why this would be a poor choice for me as well as for my future home residence. For one, I don't know how to build a home from scratch. Therefore, I will need help from people who actually know how to build a house. And if I was really going about building every aspect of this home by myself, or at least attempting to do this on my own without delegating tasks, then guess what? It would take me forever and cost way more money than necessary. Your business cannot scale if you are the only one doing everything. You need to hire people who are good at what they do and delegate to them. Don't be afraid of hiring great people who might outshine you in their field of expertise. In fact, this is a good thing because it will allow you to focus on building your business and achieving your goals faster. It takes maturity and growth to recognize that there are just some things that you're not good at. It could be a function of your own skills, or it could be the nature of your business that demands the ability to do things that you simply aren't capable of. For example, are you a programmer? but have no idea how to design an intuitive user experience for your product, then you can hire someone who does. Do you know how to manage social media marketing and spend hours each day doing so, even though it isn't a part of your core competency? Then you need to hire someone who can handle the task while freeing up more time for other aspects like interacting with clients or managing expectations when they reach out. Maybe it's just something that you don't enjoy doing. You can't be good at everything. You can't do everything, and maybe some things aren't your thing, or they just don't come easily to you, or they just don't work for your style. If that's the case, delegate it. Let someone else who is capable and enjoys doing those tasks take them off your plate so that there's more time for the things that are actually important to you and better fits into how you like to operate within the world. And the benefits of leaning into the zone of genius of others is that your employees will be more balanced, happier people when they can focus on what they are best at and like doing it. Delegating can help you to recruit and retain the best people. Why? Because when employees are given opportunities to do what they like, they will be happier doing something that resonates with who they are. And this in turn impacts your bottom line, not only because you have a better team, but also because you have a more engaged workforce. Some things just need to get done that might not be your thing, and that is completely okay. In order to be a successful entrepreneur, you just have to learn how to delegate. There are some things that just need to get done, and it's okay if it's not in your wheelhouse. In order for your company or team to grow and thrive, delegation is a non-negotiable. So don't do everything yourself. And here's another truth bomb. As the CEO of your business, you need time to focus and execute on your vision or roadmap for your business. There are lots of moving parts to a business, and you need time to focus and execute on those things. But you also need someone who understands the big picture and can see the forest through the trees. Someone who can make sure that you're on track with your vision as well as your overall business strategy. Listen, CEO, I get it. Hiring and delegating is hard, but it is truly the only way that businesses grow. So you shouldn't fear it. Delegating is a simple concept, and it can be incredibly hard to do, right? The thought of letting go an important task or project can be terrifying for many entrepreneurs. But what if you could actually delegate one of your most challenging tasks, work that makes you cringe as soon as someone mentions it? Letting go doesn't mean giving up control. It means sharing ownership and responsibility for the outcome with another person or team member who has a different set of skills than yours. So if you're thinking, okay, L, I get it. I have to delegate, but I don't know how to do it. I've never done it before. Yes, delegation can be hard when you're first starting out, but here is a tip to help you along the way. You need to learn how to give others concrete directions so that they can do their part in achieving the desired results while still allowing some level of creativity and flexibility on their end. Otherwise, they may become frustrated. You may also need to negotiate payment terms with them if they're working on salary versus commission-based paid models. And even then, some experts suggest paying generously upfront rather than after completion. When you set your mind to it and hire the right people who really understand your vision, the ones who will work with you, not for you, your business will grow exponentially. And that's worth letting go and releasing control and allowing others to support you in your business. Think about how many more vacations you'll be able to take, how much more revenue your business will generate, and how much happier you will be on a day-to-day basis. So don't fear delegation. Lean into it, CEO. Thanks for tuning in to the Life in High Focus podcast. If you want to continue the conversation or share your takeaways, I want to hear from you. head on over to my Instagram at LTheCEO and comment on your favorite part. Also, make sure to rate and subscribe this podcast so you never miss an episode. New episodes are dropping each Thursday, and I can't wait for you to tune in next time. Until then, have an amazing and focused week.